In sports, an offensive line coach at the Northern Iowa University has been suspended after he was suspected of driving while intoxicated. The university's athletics department said Friday that Ben Barkema was suspended indefinitely from all team-related activities following an arrest Thursday night on suspicion of operating a vehicle while intoxicated. Additional information about the arrest was not available. The university says it will have no further comment. Barkema's hiring was announced in March. His suspension comes on the eve of the Panthers' regular season finale against Southern Illinois. The fifth-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes close out a home season today against Purdue. The Hawks can lock up a spot in the Big Ten championship game with the win, but Coach Kirk Ferentz says their only focus right now is on the Boilermakers.
We're trying to keep it as simple as that, not think much bigger than that or beyond that. That's when, to me, tightness sets in and all those kinds of things. So it's about us trying to beat the team in front of us. And really, ultimately, it's about us playing our best football. And if we're good enough, we're good enough. If we're not, we're not. But that's really all we can try to do.
Despite a 10-0 record, Ferentz says the Hawks have areas that need to be shored up.
That's just kind of how college football is. It's hard to predict. But all we can do is try to work on the things that we didn't do well. I'm really kind of more focused on the three big plays that we gave up. There are three plays that, in my mind, we have to do a better job of. That was a little bit of a flashback to the UNI game in some ways a year ago. And, you know, you're not going to win consistently doing that. So probably my focus, my focal point would be more on those big plays, you know, because you have to make people earn it.
Purdue is 2-8, but nearly upset Michigan State and Northwestern on the road.
Yeah, these guys are playing hard. They're playing really hard, and they played extremely hard last week. So all you have to do is look back there, and that's how it is week to week. You just never know. And if you're looking backwards instead of forwards, yeah, pretty soon you're going to be going down, and that's, I don't think we're going to be guilty of that. But if we do, shame on us, that's for sure.
Pregame begins at 9 o'clock here on KJAN with a kickoff at 11. Iowa Hawkeye football fans attending today's game are being reminded about security changes for entry to Kinnick Stadium. David Vizen is the University of Iowa's interim security director.
So the major difference is that if you plan to bring a purse or a bag that was normally allowed in the stadium, we are prohibiting that for this game.
Tighter security measures have been implemented at many venues around the country following the terrorist attacks in Paris.
And you should bring your items in a gallon-sized Ziploc bag, or we will allow a hand-sized small clutch purse for other items as well. But all those items will be searched no matter what.
Fans will notice an increased law enforcement presence both inside the stadium and in the tailgating areas, according to Vizen. This is the final home game for Iowa this season. In Cedar Falls, the University of Northern Iowa has a sold-out basketball game at the McLeod Center with North Carolina at 1 p.m., followed by a football game with Southern Illinois at the Unidome. UNI Public Safety Director Helen Hare says there will be an increased number of law enforcement personnel on hand, and she says UNI routinely searches bags at those events, and that practice will continue for today and until the time of the event. Iowa State is playing for pride as the Cyclones visit Kansas State. ISU is 3-7, but Coach Paul Rhodes believes his team will finish the season strong.
I'm excited about how we've performed at most times this season. When you look hard at the schedule that we faced, you look hard at the top 11 right now in the AP and in the coaches poll, you look hard at the folks we've lost to at home here in Jack Trice Stadium and what those three teams' records are. I'm extremely excited about the future. I love the culture of our football team right now and everything they're giving us. We go into week 11, game 11.
Rhodes says the Cyclones remain motivated.
A prepared team's going to play best, and to get that preparation, you have to have their attention. Through 10 games, there's no doubt in our minds that we've had that with this football team.
K-State is 0-6 in the Big 12. Kickoff in Manhattan, Kansas is set for 11 today. In the NFL, the Houston Texans quarterback Brian Hoyer is still recovering from a concussion and will miss tomorrow's game against the Jets. That means that T.J. Yates will make his first start since he was a rookie in the playoffs in January of 2012. Brandon Whedon will serve as backup after being claimed off of waivers from Dallas this week. Seattle Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch is questionable for Sunday's game against San Francisco because of an abdominal injury that has him limited the past 2 weeks. Lynch hasn't practiced this week after carrying just 8 games for 42 yards and a touchdown against Arizona Sunday night. San Francisco running back Carlos Hyde will miss his third game with a stress fracture in his left foot. In the NBA, the Golden State Warriors' season-long streak continues. So does the Philadelphia 76ers' season-long streak. The Warriors are 14-0 after Stephon Curry scored 27 points and Harrison Barnes added 20 and 9 rebounds in a 106-94 triumph over Chicago. Golden State is one win away from tying the longest season-opening winning streak in NBA history. The Warriors' next game is Sunday at Denver. On the flip side of the success, the Sixers are 0-13 and approaching NBA records for futility following a 113-88 loss at Charlotte. Nerlens Noel had a team-high 16 points on 7-of-9 shooting for the 76ers, who are 5 away from tying the NBA record for consecutive losses at the start of a season. The Sixers have dropped 23 straight since March, 3 off the league mark set by Cleveland in 2011 and tied by Philadelphia 3 years later. Elsewhere in the NBA, New Orleans had been 1-11 until Anthony Davis had 20 points and 18 rebounds in his return from a sore shoulder to lead the Pelicans past San Antonio 104-90. Dallas ran its winning streak to 6 games as Deron Williams scored a season-high 23 points and Dirk Nowitzki provided 19 in a 101-93 victory against Utah. Mike Conley scored 26 points and Marc Gasol produced a triple-double as Memphis dumped Houston 96-84 in the NBA. Portland's 7-game losing streak is over after Damian Lillard had 27 points, including 3 key three-pointers in the final 3.5 minutes to lead a 102-91 win against the LA Clippers. Kyle Lowry had 25 points, and Toronto halted a 3-game skid with a 102-91 victory over the Lakers in LA. Also, Phoenix stormed back from a 17-point deficit to beat Denver, 114-107. Avery Bradley scored 21 points, and Isaiah Thomas added 18 and 9 assists to Boston's 120-95 pounding at Brooklyn. Carmelo Anthony scored a team-high 25 points, and the Knicks shot at 12 of 20 from the three-point range in their 93-90 win over Oklahoma City. And finally, in the NBA, Detroit down Minnesota 96-86 behind Andre Drummond's 21 points and 11 rebounds. Sports was brought to you this hour by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.